Ever heard about putting all your eggs in one basket? And then what happens if you drop the basket? Welcome to the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 12th of June. Thanks for coming by. Investors were looking for something really, really big coming out of the U.S.-North Korea summit. It didn't happen, and the markets reacted. We'll have that story first. Tesla to cut thousands of jobs. Why? Profits suck. Working harder but not getting ahead. Reason why? Wages are stagnant and inflation is knocking you back. We'll share the details. McDonald's is laying off folks too, and a sporting goods center in Altoona will close this summer, citing competition from the shops of Des Moines. Those stories and more with technology talk from Nick Donovan of the Technology Association of Iowa, and then Phil K. James and I talk about the impending death of locally owned restaurants. Sobering, really. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's TERO.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. Let's get into what happened today on Wall Street. You know, I don't know how many times we've said this. Got to be hundreds. The one thing that Wall Street dislikes more than anything else is uncertainty. That's exactly what investors got today when it came to the U.S.-North Korea summit held in Singapore. The lack of any detail pressured the markets, and today, well, today on Wall Street, it sort of ended up being meh. Experts are even calling the event semi-anticlimactic. Trump said the sanctions will remain on North Korea in place until the menace of nuclear weapons is gone. Japan's index rose by 0.3% on hopes for greater peace in the region. At the same time, the president's decision to do away with military operational practice with South Korea took not only the Pentagon by surprise, but also South Korea. The Pentagon, when asked about ceasing the war games with South Korea, said flatly, quote, "We have zero direction on that, so no change is necessary," end quote. In other business news today, AT&T shares rose by 0.3% ahead of U.S. District Court Judge Richard Leon's decision on whether to permit its $85 billion deal for Time Warner. While the government or AT&T could appeal Leon's decision, the ruling will have far-reaching implications for deal-making across the telecommunications and media world. Several other players in the industries, including 21st Century Fox and Disney, are actively pursuing deals of their own. Others, like Verizon, could interpret the ruling as a go-ahead to buy a large content company to compete with AT&T. At the bell, the Dow fell fractionally and ended the day at 25,320. NASDAQ was up a bit over 0.5 to end the day at 7703, and the S&P 500 was up fractionally to close at 2786. The 10-year T-bill stayed pretty even at 2.96%, and oil was up by 14 cents to settle at $66.24 a barrel. Now you know. Well, Elon Musk needs to show some profitability. And the best way to make that happen? Lay off some workers. Tesla said it began notifying impacted workers today and would continue to do so throughout the week. A spokesperson said it would reduce overall employment back to around 37,000, roughly in line with numbers at the end of last year. Tesla has been burning through cash as it continues to spend on its assembly line and prepares for new investments on projects like the Model Y crossover and its Gigafactory. Musk also said that Tesla had decided not to renew a residential sales agreement with Home Depot and would focus instead on selling its solar products through its own stores and website. The company will seek to re-employ most Tesla employees at Home Depot stores at its own locations. Tesla ended the trading day up by over 3% or $10.76 a share to close at $342.80. Well, so does it seem like you're working harder, but you just can't get ahead? Well, there's two very good reasons for that. Wages are stagnant and inflation was up, way up, in May to a level not seen in years. Those two factors have further eroded any wage gains we had seen earlier in the year. A Labor Department report today showed that the consumer price index rose by 0.2% from the previous month and 2.8% from a year earlier. The annual gain was the biggest since February of 2012 and follows a 2.5% increase in April. In a separate Labor Department report today, we saw how higher prices are pinching wallets. Average hourly wages, adjusted for inflation, were unchanged in May from a year earlier. And here's the frosting on the cake. For production and non-supervisory workers, real average hourly earnings fell by 0.1% from a year earlier. The cost of living is going up. The wages, at least in this report, are stagnant or actually, depending on your job, going down. So no, you're not imagining any of it. Speaking of jobs, McDonald's is also set to lay off workers. McDonald's plans to take $80 to $90 million in charges during the second quarter from a restructuring of its U.S. operations. McDonald's revealed in a statement to its investor relations page yesterday that it will eliminate its regional structure and focus on field offices. It will streamline its field organization and use resources for technology and field consulting. The company did not disclose how many employees this would affect. The changes, and charges rather, are primarily for severance cost and closing field offices. McDonald's said its transition into the new structure would be complete by the third quarter of 2018. Well, Sports Page Sporting Goods store in Altoona will close for good at the end of August. The owners are citing increased competition from the outlets of Des Moines as the principal reason for the closure. While housing is hiccuping in many parts of the nation, here in the Des Moines metro, home sales are booming, up by like 24% in May. That's right. According to the Des Moines Area Association of Realtors, the median sale price increased by 3.3% in May to $205,000. And the number of properties currently for sale also increased, up by 9.3% in May to 3,417 properties on the market. Wow, home sales up by like 24% in May over April? Bam. When we come back, a conversation with Nick Donovan from the Technology Association of Iowa. We're talking about a new video effort to showcase technology and its impact on any number of Iowa companies, from Blue Bunny Ice Cream to Workiva. That's next. And then Phil K. James joins us for a conversation about local restaurants that he says are in danger of simply going away and becoming the victims of big chain restaurants unless they get creative. It's a really sobering story. Stay with us and click through for more from the Business News Hour. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.